Obviously, walking around a room full of geeks, coders, hackers, and people with windows to the world, the internet, the Gabi army is reading The Matrix in zeros and ones. And then I just spot a really nice colour photograph of Gary Moore, and I just say a passing comment to
Daniel Levitt.
Daniel Levitt. Wow, big fan of Gary Moore in my younger years. And then you say, yeah, he's dead.
Unfortunately.
And I can't believe that. And I'm saying, I have absolutely no recollection of reading that. Well, why wasn't it on the news?
Well, I think it was a busy news day on the day he died, which was sometime last week.
So obviously it just got lost in amongst all the everything else going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw it on Twitter and I kind of triggered a thought of, you know, where do I go to find out? You know, how do I normally find out about these kind of things? And normally it's either friends tell you or you see it in the news or you pick up links. And it's quite scattered, really. And someone might pass that. I mean, obviously, Gary Moore for you, that, you know, goes unheard of.
Wow, see, it was weird. Really. Gary Moore was the first, I think, apart from the stuff that I was brought up to, all the 60s rock and roll, all the weird stuff like Rhinoceros and random rock bands that we don't hear much of nowadays. Gary Moore was kind of my insertion into rock. It went Gary Moore, and then I think because of Back to the Future and the massive use of Van Halen, I went into a different flavour of rock. But he was always there in the background because, as far as musos were concerned, he was a serious guitarist, a serious musician. I can't believe I'm saying was.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it did get buried because it was a busy news day, but there was lots of the people I follow on Twitter, there was lots of comments about it. And kind of the thing I'm building here is not necessarily, you know, check to see if someone's alive or not. It was more the case of when it did happen on Twitter, Facebook, and various other social networks, people were posting the news, but the majority of them were posting links as well.
Normally to Wikipedia, isn't it?
Well, this is the thing. It's like
Wikipedia is normally the first thing that's updated with the person's death.
Well, yeah, but I mean, my friends posted links to YouTube, so, you know, I mean, they wanted
to, okay.
I mean, because everyone wants to share a link because it's what they mean to them. It's a kind of personal thing. So people were posting videos to him playing, people were posting videos to his interviews.
Or their favourite track from history.
Exactly, yeah. Or, you know, they were posting links to the obituary or to a blog post paying tribute or even just to the actual breaking news story that he had passed away.
So how did he die again?
A suspected heart attack. It's still too early to tell, I think.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So what will your website do and what's it going to be called?
I was looking at obituaries. I saw the obituary for him and it kind of just looked a bit flat on the Guardian. You know, it was about him and his life. And I kind of felt like, you know, he's an artist. You know, he's got a legacy of creative work that the obituary on the Guardian just doesn't do justice. So I kind of, and going through all these links I was mentioned earlier, going to Wikipedia and YouTube and all these kind of things, it was great finding out about him and things I didn't know. And I thought it would be great if it was in kind of one place. Yeah. So it's kind of like an obituary / tribute kind of thing, really.
How are you getting over copyright issues with linking to music and photographs and so on?
At the moment, it's kind of just like a prototype, so
You're ignoring it.
I'm ignoring it for now, yeah.
Well, if you need any images of James Brown, go to my, because I've photographed a lot of musicians in my time. Some of them are dead now. So I've got some James Brown shots and you can use those without getting,
nice.
You know, done in. Well, obviously there needs to be a link somewhere.
Okay, we can do that.
But credit the photographer. I bet you can find a lot of Creative Commons imagery on Flickr that you can utilise and then you are, you know, linking back.
Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of think of these are people who live their lives in the public eye for that, you know, majority of their lifetime. So there is a huge amount of content associated with their lives. And it kind of just got me thinking of, you know, a space where there is a tribute. And people who don't know anything about him as well can go and find out who he is and what he did. And
will this be purely web-based or allow you to make an app with any kind of geodata plugin? You know, so that when you walk past a place he last played, it auto-plays the bootleg of the concert that was recorded there.
Well, that was actually what I was planning to hack in the beginning. I had this idea of sort of music tours where you get all these locations and music and then you link them together to create audio tours even.
The very least, you digitally, in a geotaggy way, link a page to your website for someone who's your Mac is just about to go ping and die. So you you need to plug it in. So that when you go to the grave, it gets people to physically go to the grave and unlock a digital Easter egg. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, I mean it's
well, no, I'm not telling you that's what you want to do, but that's a possibility.
Well, that's the thing. There is so much possibility, especially in a capital city like London. There's just music everywhere, music history. It's a bit of a headache trying to, because I experimented early in the week going through song lyrics and just seeing matching song lyrics to locations.
Yeah.
But it's such a tricky kind of matching up to streets. But yeah, that's something I'm going to work on in a few months, I think.
Wow. Well, there's no shortage of dead musicians out there. I'm still getting my head around Gary Moore. Favourite track while we sign off?
I'll come back to you on that one. Yeah. I'm listening to a few at the moment.
Yeah, put me on the spot as well for me to say something. I actually like some of the covers he did. I love his... he did an amazing Whiskey in the Jar, which is still kind of playing in my head right now. So, Gary Moore, legend in his own time. May you rest in peace, and thank you to you. What's your Twitter name?
It's What Could I Cook?
What Could I Cook?
Yeah, it's kind of based on another website I've got, so
okay.
I need to change it, really.
Fair enough. You'll probably be Dead Rockers soon. We'll speak to you later.
Well, that's the thing. I need a name, so if you've got any suggestions.
If anybody's got a name that a rock-obituary, no, that's too much like rock bitch, if you drop them in the comments or tweet What Could I Cook on Twitter.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, no worries.